Proclamation number 3486 of 25th of May, 1945. End of the Earth. This is the end of the Earth, that all inhabitants of the Earth will be destroyed who do not belong to the Kingdom of God, but the believers will be taken away from the Earth with a living body. So the end has come for the inhabitants of the Earth, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. The Earth's surface will experience a total transformation which will take place in such a way that no living being will be able to exist on it, that people, animals and plants will be destroyed, i.e., that their material substances will dissolve while the spiritual substances within will be given new coverings by God so that they can continue their course of development in other external forms, namely on the new earth which God will let emerge from the old earth. Thus the earth itself will not pass away, it will only change completely. Likewise the spiritual substance, which was banished in the works of creation, will not pass away, yet all works of creation will have come to an end. Thus the end of the world has also come for the inhabitants of Earth, and with it the period of redemption has come to an end, while a new era of redemption begins. The flock of believers raptured from Earth will be allowed to experience this end. The destruction of the old earth will take place before their eyes, for through their faith they are in a state of maturity that the life and realization and God's eternal plan of salvation is comprehensible to them. They have an intimate bond with God and therefore also know about His love and wisdom. They recognize His power and praise and glorify Him and His glory. And thus they also know about the deficient spiritual state of people who, in the end, live on earth in a God-opposed spirit. They recognize the necessity of the transformation of the old earth and are willing to contribute towards the redemption of the banished spiritual. And thus they will be assigned a task again on the new earth. Although they are mature for the spiritual kingdom and no longer need life on the new earth. However, the banished spiritual must be offered the opportunity for ascent development again. And this is created again through human will. Life on earth continues, only under completely changed circumstances. For people the earth has become a paradisiacal abode where they are active in love and extremely happy. It is a place of peace and harmonious unity where God's blessing is visibly evident. And people are left with the memory of the old earth, its inhabitants and the hard battles before the end, yet it only touches them like a shadow, for they have overcome everything difficult. They have emerged victorious from those battles and are so intimately united with God that they feel full of strength and are free and happy. And a new redemptive epoch begins, because all spiritual beings shall one day reach this happy state and God's love for His living creations has their final liberation as its aim, and again He creates possibilities to reach His aim without affecting the human being's free will. 25th of the 5th 1945, and therefore a new earth will arise. New creations will again shelter the spiritual within themselves and help it to ascend. And the old earth has to pass away in order to release all bound spiritual substances so that they can embody themselves again in the new creations according to their state of maturity. A change must take place insofar as that the spiritual, which was in the lost stage of its development and was to pass the last earth life test as a human being, in which it failed, is banished again in solid matter, while other striving spiritual is assigned a new embodiment in which it can mature faster and reach the last stage sooner. humanity will certainly be destroyed in the end. However, the spiritual substance will continue to exist and will have to start its course of development on Earth anew, because it will have turned completely towards the one from whose power it should release itself. The last course on Earth as a human being has to be governed in free will, which the human being can use as he sees fit. However, if this will is wrongly directed, it must also accept the consequences, since it is offered every opportunity to live in the right direction. And in the end, the earth will be so full of devils that it will have to be dissolved if salvation is ever to come to the spiritual being which hides in these devils. Only a short time will pass, a time of hardest trials and sufferings, which could well be enough to change even the worst devils if they used their will correctly. With the expiry of this time, however, the end of the world has inevitably come, i.e., of the earth in its present form and of the inhabitants, for whom there is no upward development in the beyond, but a new course through creation is necessary. Amen.